Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 18th day of August 2021. It's Jets and the Packers in practice today, and we got to get there soon, so this is going to be short and sweet. Do you like these?
I kind of do like
them. I do like these. These are old throwback football practices.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of goes back to the old cheese league and all that stuff.
All right.
You know, back, you know, way back in the day again when
Much
we were
more
kids.
More commonplace back then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you'd have fights break out, and football was football. I mean, it's kind of funny because Aaron doesn't enjoy it. I don't know why. I do think some of the other guys enjoy it because I think you do get tired of just going against your own guys. Now, there's a balancing act here, a fine line. You got to, you know, practice. You got to get it in and do it with other guys, but you got to not try to kill each other, not make stupid plays, cheap shots like what happened a couple of years ago when the Houston Texans were in town. You know, you got to respect each other and try to get some good work in.
Well, the whole point is just so that the point is to get a different look, right?
Right.
It's not to intimidate or impose your will or anything like that. You're trying to just get your team a different look instead of the same defense all the time and taking advantage of the fact that they're coming here anyway. I mean, that's the way it's worked out. That didn't necessarily have
save
to be the case.
Save it for Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, save it for Saturday, all that, you know, harsh stuff. But get some good work in, and that's what I hope happens. But it'll be cool to see a different uniform there. The Jets in town and stuff like that, so I'm looking forward to it the next couple days.
But, you know, everything, look, we've talked about this over the course of the years. Everything in training camp has just changed over the last, you know, 10 years or so, and dramatically over the last 30 years, whatever you want to. You know, I'm trying to get off my lawn guy you know, back in the day guy. It just is what it is, and I accept it for what it is. You know,
hey, give the players credit, man. They've bargained all this stuff.
I agree.
You know what? We don't like practicing. much of a risk. We're making too much money, and they've bargained it out.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, they've been able to do that. Think about if we had a union, some of the things that we'd bargain out of our job. Everybody,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Everybody out there listening would like to bargain something out of their job if they could. And so, you know, you credit the unions for being able to do that. And, you know, it just changed so dramatically. And you know, not just the limited practices that you have with other teams, but just the limited practices in general, two-a-days. I mean, look, we've talked about it. This is the 18th day of August, and this is the final day of practices open to the public. 13 total.
Well, tomorrow will be.
Or tomorrow.
I beg your pardon.
You're right.
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But here we are, you know, mid-August, and folks will go home, and that's it for practices. So it's just changed so much. And it is what it is. And after
it's changed so much, and much to maybe the surprise of some of the older coaches and stuff, it hasn't really affected the quality of play on the field when the regular season starts, I don't think.
I guess it doesn't seem to.
I don't know that there's any studies being done or anything, but I'm sure somebody's looked at it. And
you know, and I'm sure the only people that don't like the way this is shifting is probably some of the coaches. You know, the coaches will always want to coach and evaluate and have time to look at guys.
Right.
But I'm sure the ownership groups are happy with this as well, because it kind of goes back to what you said with the injuries. You have so much money invested in some of these guys as an owner that you wouldn't want a key player to get hurt.
Yeah,
your investment
to
get hurt in meaningless practice, in meaningless game, whatever it may be. I mean, look at what's going on with the Cowboys. Shoulder thing with Dak. They're trying to get him ready for the opener.
Right.
And this is after they lost him last year with that ankle injury.
And unfortunately, that's taken precedence over any extra practice time or anything like that. It's safety because of the money that's invested in these guys. So you understand it, but that's primarily the reason it's changed. But hopefully, both teams will get enough out of these next couple days that they wouldn't discourage them from doing it again. I know Mike McCarthy didn't like it because of the possibility maybe of some nonsense going on. But in this instance, I think this is even more rare than just having another team in when you have a guy like LaFleur and Robert Saleh, who are great friends. LaFleur's brother is on the New York staff, so they have this thing all planned out already.
Right.
Ain't nothing goofy is going to happen.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. It was way back in the early 2000s, I'm pretty sure it was before you got here, when the Buffalo Bills that came out for a joint practice, and that was actually family night.
Oh, it was?
They did a joint family night practice.
Oh, yeah, I guess I heard about that.
I don't know if they'll do that again ever, but, I mean, that'd be kind of cool for the fans when you're charging and, you know, admission in your inside Lambeau Field to have a joint practice. But
well, I'm looking forward to seeing those Jets uniforms up close and personal. I think I'll take my camera today, so hopefully we'll get some good shots.
Alrighty.
And hopefully nothing goofy happens. Like I said, no funny business. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Hopefully you'll join us every Monday through Friday for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.